First of all, I would like to say thank you to Chris and to giving me this opportunity to speak here today. I would like to walk around, but obviously I didn't get a microphone, so I have to stand here, so you have to bear with me. I'm going to talk a little bit about berry business and the category in the retail, and what we have done from 2010 until the present 2014. And I'm the first to admit that in 2010, we didn't really do our job. We were doing a poor job in our stores, and we were not really doing our job in the category managing the berries either. So you see the picture from, that's actually not a very inviting picture. And it's snow cooling, and it's no impulse for buyer whatsoever. So that's a lot of waste. So what we did, we had to change to image building, get a high impulse product, get it cooled, and make it profitable for our stores. That's the only way to do the berry category. The most important category for customers in total. We did a query. We have 1.4 million members in Coop. So we have the possibility to send out queries and ask them questions of what they think of our stores and what they want us to improve. And how do they pick their stores? And they say that they pick stores after quality, assortment, tempting, and price compared to quality. I'm sorry, Theo, but price has an impact. 9 out of 10 customers say that fruit and vegetable is important when choosing a store. Somebody said that they were afraid that if you didn't have the blueberries that the customer wanted, they would change to a different category, for example, stone fruits. I disagree. If your customer wants the blueberries and you don't have it, they're going to change the store. So you're going to lose the customer. That's how hard it is today. Customers are not loyal. They shop around. And if you want to keep your customers, you have to keep the products that they want at all times. So in 2010, Coop had a market share total in fruit and vegetables of 20.5%. And our market share in berries was 9.7%. So already there we saw that there was a huge potential, and the difference was pretty much 21 million euros. So we had to do a job. And I'm very happy to see that my first encounter with the job that we have done now is in the room today. Mila, it's very happy to see you. It's been a long time ago, but that's where it all started actually. So what did we actually do? We had to improve the whole chain, the whole value chain. And that means the supplier, buyer, distribution, store, customer. And you see everything is connected together in a chain. We have the farmers, suppliers, buyer, distribution, store, and finally, the most important, the customer. That's how we can live today and make money. And in Coop, we started focusing on ourselves. What are we doing at the warehouse? How are we doing managing our category? And we had to make sure that we had everything in place before we could go to the store and say, you really have to pick up your act and you have to make more space, you have to buy more berries and you have to make it look attractive. We have a very ambitious target. I've talked a little bit about the past, where we were, where we're at right now, and a little bit about where we are going. We have a very ambitious target, as I said, and by the end of 2015, we want to achieve 400 million Norwegians in sales, and that's 49 million euros. How are we going to do that? Because we have grown a lot until now, and it's a very hairy goal, but as you all heard today, the berry category is increasing a lot, and like Theo said, it's still going to increase. It's the most trendy category at the moment, and we have to give our consumers and customers what they want. So what are we going to do? I said a little bit about Mila, and that's actually what we did in 2010. That was to create a partnership with Driscoll's. We needed a partner that could supply us the year around with all category of berries, which was very important for us. We needed the quality, and we needed the safety that we can get the berries at all times, every week, year around. We have to put the customer in our heart. We talk a lot about the consumer. That's the people who are eating the berries, but the customer is the people who are buying the berries. It's not always the same. The customer can be the mother and the consumers can be the children. But both are really important for us. And we have to put those people in our heart. They are number one. Don't think about it. Always number one. And we want to create a brand loyalty, which means that when our consumers and customers come into our stores and they see our brand on the berries, they're going to know that it's always the best quality in shelf life and in taste. I don't think we can focus enough on taste. You can do a really good job and it can look perfect and you get the first sale. But if the customer brings it home and it doesn't have the taste that they want, you lose the second sale. And you want your customers to come back to the stores more and more and more. That's how we make money. We talk about campaign techniques. That's what we're really going to talk about. I think it's very important to be competitive on product and price. We create a three-month plan with Driscoll's. Every 3 months we do that. We sit down and see which berries is going to have the highest impact in different months, and we make campaigns after that to make sure that we have the product and that we have a good price. We evaluate the last previous months so we know what we, where we made mistakes to make it better for the next 3 months. We're testing various campaign techniques to see which campaign has the biggest impact on the consumer and customer. We have done 2-for-1, as you can see on the blueberries. We also did all berries for a week with 40% in all our formats, all 870 stores for a week. Huge impact, and it's very interesting to see. So these are actually how our stores look today. And coolers increase shelf life, very important. You have to create a great expression in the store. Berries are impulse. Today, there are not a lot of customers who have berries in their shopping lists. So we have to make it inviting for the customer, and you have to make them want to buy the berries. And to the stores, you have to work hard with them to make them work with the category the whole day. Because if you make it good looking in the morning, 4 o'clock is gonna not look good anymore. So you have to work with it all the time. You have to reach out to all the customers. We have to work with the product development. In Norway, we have a lot of premium customers. They want a little bit extra because they want to go home and say that, I bought this, you only bought the regular, I bought a little bit better. That's how Norwegians are. They want a little bit better all the time, especially if they have a neighbor who bought the 400 gram, they can say, yeah, but we bought it with stem, a little bit better. So we always have to work with the product development, make it a little bit better all the time. And we have to reach out to all our customers. We have price-driven customers, we have premium customers, we have the regular customers, and we have to reach out to all of them. And like I told you, we have 1.4 million members. That means that more than 50% of Norwegian households are Coop members. And we used Dunnhumby to better understand their needs and to improve our customer offerings. And our partnership with Dunnhumby really gave us some aha moments to see what kind of a customer is the berry customer. And like I said, berries play an important role in this work. And the berry consumer, we're highlighted as a high-value consumer. So what does the data really tell us? And again, I have to refer to Theo, who said that the price were not having an impact. You can sell it at what price you wanted to. I can prove him different, showing you this data. You see the average price per unit. We lowered the price with average 13.21%, which made us lose around 2 million euros only on the punnet sales. But that increased the number of punnets sold. The shopping frequency of the buyer increased, the penetration of the members who went to our stores increased, amount per shopper increased. So in total, by putting the price down with 13%, we gained 1.5 million euros in those 30 weeks that we tested this. And that's pretty good. So who are the berry buyers? I have already said it, and you can see it yourself. You see, from an index at 100, The customer who buys berries are the premium. They are almost at 200. So that's the most valuable customer that we have in our stores. And we have to take care of those. One premium customers are equal to 12 lapsing customers who come and go. So they are extremely important for our sales. So 2010, market shares 9.7. And you see the different categories, straws 11.8, rasps 10.2, and blues 8.5. So where are we right now? Year to date, straws 26.2, berries in total 21.8, rasps 28, and we still have a job to do with the blues. There is a huge competition on the blues in our market in Norway, and they are pushing down the prices all the time. So we still have a job to do there, but I think we're going to reach it in a couple of years. So we're going to do a really good job on the blues in the future. This is our goal in total. 2010, we had 75 million Norwegian out of the store, which means 9 million euros. And our goal for 2015 is 400 million, which is 49 million euros. So it's a hairy goal, but I'm confident that we're going to make it. And I need help from all those who make the berries for us, and for, of course, Driscoll's in the future. That's what I had to say, so thank you.